Okay, balancing suspense. I originally had planned to talk about Lahi sponsorship today, but I'm going to table that for tomorrow. And I'm going to talk about the political things of this newspaper, because you want to know the juicy story that's coming. But listen, I want you to know this. As juicy as this is, you're going to feel an exhilarating satisfaction at the end of this podcast. I can just feel it. And I want you to know that tomorrow, what's going on with Lahi is really going to be the delightful, juicy, happy, lovely. It's going to be the dessert. It's really a delight. But we've got to take the gloves off and get into the not bad news, but the harsh news today. But first, I need to take a sip of this monster while recording. If I go public, it would be a news story, and there would be other things I would do. I'm not gonna show all my cards, but there would be a news story that's part of it, and it would be about news responsibility. If I show this, I will keep the threat of pending lawsuits if there is any blowback. I've got a number of lawsuit cards I can play, and I've also got more information that is damning to many other affected parties. Not any affected, we'll say involved parties who possibly even knew what was going on. And I can give those names if there's blowback. So it's going to be everybody take a chill pill, and we are going to get this dealt with, I hope, without anyone going to the hospital. So it's going to kind of be like that, but I don't want to come across as Star-Lord making a threat. So the issue I'm dealing with is, if I do this, some people could get very angry at me and could make my life very difficult. But I neither want to operate from fear nor hate. Belong to the dark side, those feelings do. I want to focus on fearlessness and fierce love. Fierce and fearless love. Taiwan can't keep limping on like this. Taiwan's government has given one of the most immature, condescending, internationally disrespectful, horrific optics type of decision ever within the last month. And yet, they're getting all these countries to tell the UN, five more this week, that Taiwan should be a member of the General Assembly. U.S., we should have formal diplomatic ties. And Taiwan's pushing for all this. It's like the story of the two masters. You know, there was one master that forgave the smaller master of an enormous sum. And then that smaller master went and turned around and threw someone in jail for $100. Something like that. And later on, the bigger master found out what the lesser master had done. He's like, you're going to do that after I forgive you of all this? You're going to go act like that? Taiwan is acting like that lesser master. This isn't about me trying to control things. This is about me trying to work in the news business. We need news. And being in the news, I've got to report it. I can't hide it. It is very sad and frustrating to me that my hand is forced. I am a bad person and an accomplice if I stay silent, being that I have the small trumpet that I do. It is the prerogative of the news industry to report the news. And when they don't report the news, or they report opinion as if it were fact, not distinguishing, we lose trust in the news. And don't we know we need news we can trust these days? This isn't about me trying to hurt someone. This is about the need for someone that's trustworthy. We don't trust politicians. We don't trust elections. Democrats and Americans both know that the election was stolen and that the January riots were instigated. We all know that. It's just the Democrats think the stealing election were justified, so they don't want to talk about the evidence. And the Republicans think that the insurrection on January 6th was justified, so they don't want to talk about the evidence. But all of us are yucking it up to get what we want. And the truth is, both of us know that both of us are lying, or both parties are lying. And both of us aren't talking about everything. We all know this. And that's why Liz Cheney is destroying her career, because she's chasing a phantom. And it's like she wants to investigate January 6th. Investigate November. Have a panel about that. Nothing happened. Good. Then have a panel to prove that nothing happened. But oh, no. They want to keep Americans in doubt by not investigating that. It's all a bunch of show. And I'm telling, like I said in the editorials this week, nothing's going to come of it. It's not, not so many other investigations. During Trump, they investigated the Mueller thing and all that. Nothing happened. And they're going to continue to say, there's just going to be this ongoing investigation. In Taiwan, they have the control. It's another branch of government that does impeachments, that sort of thing. It's ongoing. Well, in America, we don't have that other branch of government. We just let Congress have committees that continue that work constantly. Constantly trying to smear the other side. It's very sad. We need to regain trust. And I do not want to hurt the Taiwanese people. But I can't accept the Taiwanese people acting like they've got to stay slaves. I cannot accept the older Taiwanese telling their children that they have to support the slave masters or else they're bad. And I can't, as an American who's been in Taiwan over 12, pushing on 13 years, one more year and I'll have lived in Taiwan long enough to be president by U.S. Constitution standards anyway. I can't be a guy that's over here saying I'm good and trustworthy who saw this stuff, not give a warning. I feel like those two lepers in the Old Testament who found that the enemy had run off and left all the food in their tents. And the people holed up in Jerusalem are all scared and starving. Go let them know, hey, the enemy ran off and all the food we need is left behind. Let's go. Or was that in Samaria? Oh, dear. My Bible knowledge is... Okay, but anyway, I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't sit silent while people need to know. And Taiwan's chosen to do nothing. So I have to explain... I've got a private explanation for this. We need news. And Taiwan's government has great potential, but it lacks the same thing China's government does. Accountability through free press. And Taiwan will have the option to do me like China did. Oh, the two Michaels? We've been talking about evidence of human trafficking in China. China says it's illegal evidence. Is Taiwan going to say the same thing about my evidence of human trafficking in Taiwan? Here's a chance for Taiwan to show the world if they really are different. Can they improve? Can they fix their problems? Will they try to smear the evidence against them? Everyone's got shortcomings. Can Taiwan clean up theirs, or are they going to act like China? I'm trying to figure out how to say this so that it helps build people up and encourage people. Bring us to that come to Jesus moment about a reality, as it were. Bring us to that catharsis. We say, oh my goodness, I've messed up. I've got to change. And we have a new happy life on a whole new level. And all of our friendships take deeper meaning. I think I've got to bring people to that point. And it's going to be emotional. Sunshine tomorrow.